Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're going to get started with Joshua Rogers' Rain on Us.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fill this tabernacle, purify our hearts. We need you to surround us in this place. Bring new life within us. Send a refreshing, Lord. Saturate our hearts. Surrender.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're going to get started by moving in to that inner space, recognizing that there is only one power, one presence. And on this line, we recognize this great power known by many names, as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And so as we begin to enter into the mind, preparing to intentionally breathe, recognizing that there is power in the breath. And I want you to breathe, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. And so to this morning, I want to remind you to breathe in through the nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. Remember to breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart. And then release. And as we come together in one mind and one spirit, I just want you to breathe as we invite and invoke the divine presence of the Most High God into this right now moment, knowing that we have the power to speak to a thing. And so as we speak to any situation that may be going on in our personal life, we just say thank you. Because we recognize it this morning as a gift. The word says, what? Count it all joy. Thank you for my finances, Holy Spirit. Thank you for this easement, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the whatever is going on. I just want you to move into your heart space and just simply say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Because it's in the gratitude that we can shift the energetic expression of what's showing up in our space right now just by saying, thank you, God. And so as we be still and know that I am that, I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. Let's breathe. And release. Thank you, God. Be still and know that I am, that I am God. Breathe, family, just breathe in all the gratitude. Thank you, God. And release. And last time, be still and know that I am that. I am God. Breathe. Thank you, God. And release. Oh, divine, 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 and precious Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. As I come before you to invite and invoke the presence of all that is, I say thank you, God. That every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart as I come from my higher myself will be so acceptable. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak. Father, Mother God, I ask you to take over my thoughts, so that my thoughts will be your thoughts. Come, Holy Spirit, and let every word be your word. Come, Holy Spirit, and remove me from myself that I may become empty in this right now moment, God, and filled to the brim and overflowing by your presence. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Father, Mother, God. In this right now moment, I just want you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless each and every one of us right now, God. I'm asking you this morning for an extra anointing over our life, God. Come, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you for supernatural explosive favor over our life right now, God. I'm asking you for supernatural explosive blessings. I'm asking you to come and do something extraordinary today, God. I'm asking you to wow us on this day, God. I'm asking you to bless everything that we touch today, God. I'm asking for a fresh anointing over our life right now, God. I'm asking for fresh oil, new wineskins, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and do your will within each and every one of us right now, God. I'm asking you to touch every cell in our body and return it back to its highest vibratory expression right now, God. I'm asking you to touch every living system and every organ in our bodies right now, God. Bless every part of our bodies this morning, God. I'm asking you to bless everything in our life right now, God. I'm asking you to bless our children this morning, our children's children this morning, God. I'm asking you to bless our homes this morning, God. I'm asking you to bless our food this morning, God. I'm asking you to bless our financial substance and multiply, amplify it, and multiply it, God. I'm asking you to do your will, and I'm asking you to do something to wow our minds that we have to say thank you, God. Because there's something so big that can happen for us today that we only know that you could have done it, God. We asking for supernatural, crazy, mad favor over our life, God. One of those explosive type blessings, God. Thrusting us into our place of being, God. Oh, I'm asking you to come, God, and give us triple for our trouble, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and turn that thing around in somebody's life this morning. They came because they needed to hear a word from you today, God. Oh, Father, Mother God, I'm asking you to bless somebody's heart today, God. I'm asking you to speak to somebody's mind today, God. I'm asking you to turn that thing around right now, God. Oh, I'm asking you to bring forth happiness where there's no happiness, God. Peace where there's no peace, God. Joy where there's no pain, joy, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to take pain and turn it into your peace, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to take our heart today. Can cleanse, renew our heart today, God. Oh, I'm asking you to bless our thoughts and cleanse and renew our thoughts, God. And anything in our being, living system, organs, atoms, anywhere, God, that no longer is serving the higher purpose in our life, God, I'm asking you to remove it right now, God, and let your light shine within us, God. Teach us how to get out our own way, God, because you don't need our help, you just need our permission. And today, Holy Spirit, we come truly surrendered in your will, God. Truly surrendered in the knowing that we are all that you are, God. Releasing any doubt, God. Releasing any knowings that of lack or any doubts and unworthiness, God. I ask you to release it right now, God. Father, Mother God, I'm asking you to allow the champion to rise in us right now, God. I'm asking you to allow the greater version of who we are in this right now moment, God. And wherever there's a void of love, I ask you to send your love and let it rain down on us right now, God. Let it rain down on us right now, God. Presence in our consciousness right now, God. Let us know that you have wrapped your arms around us right now, God. Let us know that your millions and zillions and trillions of angels are right here kissing our face, guiding us and leading us right now, God. Give us a sign, God,
that we cannot make a mistake, God, that we know we are following the direction of the purpose that you have so eloquently placed us for such a time as this, God. Oh, I'm asking you to come and bless the evidence of that right now, God. I'm asking you to bless the evidence of knowing that we are on the right track, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and let it be so plain that we cannot make a mistake, God. Let us bless our eyes today, God, that we may see with the spiritual 20/20 vision of the eyes that you have given us right now, God. Let us see like you see, God. Let us believe like you believe, God. Let us know like you know, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come and take over our eyes and let us see in the eyes of love. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to bless our ears today that nothing shall come among these ears but the melodic sounds of your voice, God, that we can only hear you, Holy Spirit, in every word that is uttered, God. God, I'm asking you to take over our voices, our throats today, God, that every word we speak will be the speaking of the honey of your words through our mouth, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, come and put a watch over our mouth, God. Put a watch over our thoughts, God. Put a watch over everything that is not of you in this right now moment, God. I'm asking you to move us into that place of blessing right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I give thanks because I know that we serve a right now, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for all that is, God. Thank you for creating each and every one of us for such a time as this, God. Thank you for allowing us to come together in one mind, one spirit, and a collective energy of this love journey, God. I'm asking you to expand our territory, God. I'm asking you to come and expand our consciousness right now, God. I'm asking you to open up the doors, the windows, the heavens right now, God, and pour out a blessing that it won't be room enough for us to receive it. Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, and let us feel you in our consciousness, and let us know by the wildness of what you have just done for us in the mighty name, nature, and the love that we say, thank you, God. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Ooh, amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning to all the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars. Good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire. Good morning to all the elements, the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers. Good morning to the soil, the land, the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom. Good morning, universe. And good morning to our most beneficent angels as we invite the angelic family into our call this morning, releasing, dispatching millions of angels into this call. Good morning, angels. Good morning, archangels. As we invite and invoke their presence, good morning to our ascended masters. Good morning as we invite and invoke all of our ascended masters. And good morning to our master guides and our spirit guides and to all the unseen committee. And as we stop, I just want us to speak the names of our loved ones in our heart right now. Remembering those who have walked the journey and sacrificed their lives this morning, we just say thank you. And as we pay homage to those known and unknown ancestors, we say good morning, ancestors. Good morning, Miss Anastasia McAdoo, Mama Colette. And as we send love and light into those who said yes, because we are the dream of our ancestors. Good morning, ancestors. Good morning, my brothers and sisters, my kings and queens, my millionaires and billionaires on this line. I speak over you today, millionaires and billionaires, because I know you are the prosperity consciousness of God this morning. You are all that God is. So good morning to you, my kings and queens, my gods and goddesses, and my millionaires and billionaires, my sisters and my brothers. I thank you for showing up on this call this morning. You've tuned in to the love journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And I just want to say that I'm super excited about God's love. So we're going to get started, but I'm just going to play Jesus. Like him. You know, sometimes you wake up and you just want to say, thank you, Jesus. Even when you can't see how, you just want to say thank you. Even when you don't know how, you just want to say thank you, Jesus.
There would be peace on earth. All creation, every power, every life would call on his name. Children, love has arrived, and you know the world will never truly be the same.
Jesus,
he's my refuge.
Jesus,
he's my tower, my friend.
Jesus.
He came to my rescue, and I don't understand it, but I know the love he's given me will never end.
There is joy in the world because my Savior reigns. He's the source of my strength, Lord of lords, King of kings, my salvation, my redeemer, in the face of all I fear. He is love without compromise, and I know that he's the reason that I'm standing here.
Oh, there I go again, right? Good morning, family. You've tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Thank you, Jackie. I was just talking again. And I was saying that was Kim you're listening to. And I was telling you that that was Ron Isley and Patti LaBelle singing Kim and singing with Kim called Jesus. And I said I was going to, I'm not reading from the Science of the Mind today. I'm reading from a very old daily inspiration for better living. And this is a gift, the daily inspiration of Dr. Johnny Coleman. Her devotional that she puts out and started, and now it's put out by the foundation as she moved on. But this one was one of my favorite ones that I kept. Because I want to remind you, no matter where you are, God is. It says, I will be where you are. Go forward unafraid. I have always walked with you. I have always talked with you. And this new experience will be no different. Do not judge it by what it appears to be, but by what you know to be true about me and about yourself. Because wherever you go, whomever you meet, whatever you have to face, I am there. I am it. You see, you bring your knowledge of me to the experience. I want you to be what I've taught you to be. Proud, confident, optimistic, open, and receptive. I was with you before, and I'm with you now. I will always be where you are. Don't forget it. Do what you know. Act what you know. I will be there with you. Train your eyes to see me and your ears to hear me, because I am in the crowd. I am in the wind. I am in the sunset. I am in the moonlight, and I am wherever you are. I am wherever you are. That's the reading from the Daily Inspiration for Better Living. I think sometimes when we find ourselves in that situation and we forget to check in because we're too busy looking out. Ooh, that's tweetable. We forget to check in because we're too busy looking out. In our prayers when we get to a certain level. James 5 and 16 says, what the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous availeth much. Did you know that really we should prayers to help us rise in our consciousness? Because God has already said yes to us. And we beg and we often plead. But an heir of the throne never has to beg or plead for an answer. I remember talking to my children. And one of my daughters one day, she was telling me something that was going on. And I said, baby, I'll pray. We're going to pray about it. She said, Mom, if the Bible says ye are God, then why do I pray? I was like, wow, that's an interesting question. But see, prayer is not about praying to something. Prayer is about rising out of the darkness of that mere human thought, which limits you and limits your thoughts. See, prayer is about us rising up in consciousness and moving into the level of alignment of the God in us, into the light of truth. See, prayer is supposed to be about a movement in our mind. And we have to learn how to pray. We got to take responsibility for our prayer life and the results that we get. We got to wake up, get up, rise up, step out of that darkness that we've been in for so long. We got words that we memorize, verbatim words after words, sentence before we can say we are praying. But that's not necessary. See, true prayer is a conscious knowledge and application of truth.
every thought is a prayer. Yes, every thought. Our life is a prayer. And we got to learn how to affirm our thoughts and our words and speak the thoughts of what it is that we want to come into our experience. Even if you don't have that experience in your physical presence yet, what does the word say? Let the poor say, I am rich. Let the sick say, I am healed. But we got to learn how to pray those affirmative prayers, giving thanks for what it is we want. Whenever we think about our, I always think about Jesus when I think about prayer. And because Jesus represented a significant level of consciousness, I'm reminded when Jesus performed miracles, that Jesus became still. And do you know what Jesus did? He gave thanks. He gave thanks. When you can thank God, even when you can't see the experience, you might be feeling something in your body. But can you say, thank you, God, for this good health? Thank you, God, that I'm experiencing wonderful health. Your bank account may not be where you want it to be. It may even be in the minus this morning, and you might have something you need to pay, but can you thank God that that bill is paid? Can you thank God that you have more than enough, even when the eyes physically cannot see? Can you say, thank you, God? When you don't know how, there's something powerful that happens. When we rise up in consciousness and see beyond the physical, that's what prayer is all about. See, some of us think that we're praying to a God to change the mind of God, and we work hard trying to change God. Please, God. But that's not the purpose of prayer. The purpose of the prayer is to change you, your consciousness. That's the only reason. The purpose of prayer is to rise up out of the dark feelings of unworthiness. It's to rise into the oneness, into the same alignment of knowing that all is well. Removing every doubt and every fear, knowing that God is already there answering your prayer that you have already put out there, because it's already given to you. Just because you haven't seen the leaf that you planted the seed, you have no doubt that whatever seed you planted is going to turn into what it is that you planted. You have no doubt. You don't go digging the seed up thinking it's not there because you haven't seen the results. Once you put in your request, it is done. So your water and your nourishment is your gratitude. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Plant the seed, it is done. Prayer is to rise up in consciousness. So amazing. Because what I'm telling you is that God can do no more for you than what you God can do through you, because God operates through us. So today, I'm asking you to get out your own way. Will you give God permission to work through you? It's about coming face to face with our own indwelling spirit. Every need is already within you. There's a book called Lessons in Truth by Emily Caden. And she says, heretofore, we have sought knowledge, help from outside sources, not knowing that the sum of all knowledge is lying latent within each and every one of us, waiting to be called, waiting for us to call on it to teach us the truth about all things. See, the God to whom we pray is the presence of love when to be called on. God has made God's presence available to each and every one of us. But we don't understand. God has made God's presence available. Some of us don't know how to do it. We don't know where God is. We don't know how to locate that presence. We don't know where God is, so we keep reaching up. We keep begging up into a heaven. We keep looking somewhere outside ourselves, and wherever you are reaching, and wherever you're reaching for, you're wasting your time, because until you learn to look within your own soul, you cannot touch the presence, because the presence of the Holy Spirit is in you in this right now moment. And it will never fail you. It will never leave you. It will never forsake you. So the answer to whatever you are seeking or whatever you're looking for already exists, but you lack the knowledge. It already is, but we do not express it. We do not demonstrate it or manifest it because we lack. We have not accepted the fact that God is already within us. Already within the presence of who you are. The answer is already there. But what we must do to get there is get out our own way and just simply allow the presence that lives in us to fill every space in our body, to touch every cell in our energy, and ask you, Holy Spirit, of myself, I can do nothing. But with you, Holy Spirit, as I turn within to the presence of the mighty I am that lives in me, can do all things. I might not know what to do in my human understanding, but I know that with you, Father, Mother, God, I can do all things. I know that I am a divine mind in the divine presence of the Almighty God. I know I'm a divine idea of the divine mind of God. And I have the power to heal and to transform my life. I can heal my life. Come, Holy Spirit. Presence of God. You see, we're one with God. The presence of God as us in us, some of us are afraid to speak. I am one with the presence of God in me. Some of us are afraid to admit that I am the same that God is, whatever that is, I am that right now. We are afraid to speak that I am all that God is. All that God is, I am. We're afraid to speak those words. We're even afraid to believe that I can be the walking embodiment of God on the planet. Even though the word tells us a couple of times that ye are gods in the Bible. But until you decide, until you open up your mind and allow the spirit of that is, you will never be free. Until you express the truth, knowing that the truth is the only thing that is going to set you free, you can be free. But you got to decide. What did our brother in Christ say all the time? I and the Father are one. I am all that my Father, Mother God is. Therefore, there is no difference. It is the presence of lived in me that can do all things. To Jesus, the presence of God was light. It was life everlasting. The presence of God filled every cell, every muscle of Jesus' being until Jesus became absolutely all that God was. See, the presence of God within each and every one of us is a wonderful place right here inside of us. And so the God in you knows all the answers to who you are. Within you, the presence of God knows all things, not some things, but everything. So today, I'm going to leave you with this one thought that I want you to think about. The presence of God lives in me. Then why am I not asking the right questions? The empowering question. What are you saying about yourself when you even invoke and invite the presence by saying, I am? What are your words saying about the presence? Charles Fillmore said, there's not a spot that we can go where God is not. He said, there's not a spot where God is not, and you cannot flee from the presence. If you dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, God is there. To Jesus, God was the presence within us. The presence within who did all the work that needed to be done. And spoke all the words that needed to be spoken. God was the very essence of who Jesus was. And Jesus was not ashamed to claim the oneness and the sameness with God. You see, Jesus acknowledged the presence and the power of God in everything. So I want you to think about this. If Jesus said, these things that I've done, you can do and do greater, then why haven't we allowed ourselves to do the work at even some level? So maybe we should ask ourselves, who is God? Who are you in relation to God? And ponder the very essence of that. And maybe you could think about the nature of all that is. Is you, the presence that's in you, the presence that's as you, the presence that created you, knows all things. The first thing we have to do is become very still. See, when you think about prayer, the first thing I do is, when I know there's something that I really want to bring forth and manifest, I be still. Be still. Because one of my favorite scriptures, be still and know that I am God. You see, in the face of whatever's about to happen or whatever mountain that's there, I know if I be still and remind myself and know that the power of God and all the forces of the universe, all of the energetic expression that has been given to me in my authority, I have the power to speak to that mountain, to that situation, and being still gives me the power. So what am I saying here? I'm saying learn to be quiet. Turn your whole being, mental, spiritual, and physical, away from anything that may have your concern you or distress you. Learn how to quiet yourself before entering into your place of prayer and meditation so that you can completely open and be receptive to the guidance from within. be still and know that I am God. And the next thing, I want you to be willing. Be willing to surrender. Remove yourself from all thoughts and marriages to wait the way that you want God to show up. And allow God to show up in the way that God may want to show up. Sometimes we're so married to how we want a situation to be solved that we can't see another door that's opening up. And so I want you to surrender, be willing. The first thing I said is be still. The second is to be willing. You know that God's will for you is only absolute good because this is the nature of God. God can only give you what is good. Let God's will be done in your life starting right now. Be willing to do your part and put aside your personal concerns by allowing the presence. Now, you can put out there what you desire. But if this is not the highest and the best for all concerned, Holy Spirit, give me the strength, the courage, and the will to remove myself from myself to allow me to surrender in this right now moment, Holy Spirit, that I may hear thy will be done. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Then I want you to be thoughtful. Of every good and wonderful thing that has ever happened. And I want you to be remembering that you are all that God is. And then I want you to be true to yourself because your good already is. And I want you to behave as if this was already true. So let's go back. I got one, be still. Two, be willing. Three, be thoughtful. Four, be true by what? By believing and knowing that whatever you have already came to the throne, that it is already done. Your good is already there. So in essence, behave as if you were the knowing it was already done. Already manifesting the perfection that is truth about you. Perfect health, perfect prosperity, perfect happiness. Perfection in all areas of your life. And be prepared. See, as a knowing of the rich and perfect and extremely generous presence that lives in us of what exactly you want in your life and what you deserve. Picture yourself and your life as it should be. See it in every detail. Smell it. Touch it, taste it, and do it often in your mind's eye. What did Albert Einstein, now I've told you this every day this week. Albert Einstein said the imagination is what? It's God's previews of the coming attraction of our life. The previews. God's previews of the coming attraction of our life. In that stillness, be prepared to see the goodness. Imagine what it would be like feeling and tasting what it is that you ask for. If you ask God to send you some health because something is going on, what would it feel like to be in perfect health right now, knowing that you are already all that health is? Knowing that you are so deserving just because you are. Now that you've become still, you listened within. You know who and what you are. You know that you deserve to receive all the good that God has stored for you. You know it is God's will for you. So release and give thanks in advance for all that you have received. I gave you six steps. This one is to be thankful. You see, when I've done my part, when I've sown my seeds, then I reap the benefit. I have a right to it. And I intend to have it because I've sown my seed and I'm reaping all the good that I have sown. Nobody can stop me because I know who and what I am. I know I am all that God is. I know that I am the walking embodiment of God. I know I'm whole. I know I am complete. I am that I am. And just give thanks. The word says, ye ask and you receive not because you ask amiss. Let's talk about what that means. And I just want to tell you that because sometimes people say, but I've done my prayer work and I still haven't got. Just want to remind you, when you pray amiss, when you ask amiss, you're praying without the knowing that it is already done. That's what that really means. You're praying without the belief or the faith that it is already done. Because we haven't understood the character and the nature of all that God is good. And we haven't understood for a long time that that power and that presence is within us. And so we think that we have to ask and beg and plead and why. So I want to remind you through those six steps. I want to remind you not to be problem-centered, but to instead to focus in on the answer. Focus in on the answer. See, there's principles to prayer. And that prayer is for us to see it already being done. See it being done in the highest form. But remember now, God works with us where we are. In your consciousness, know that you deserve it. If you don't feel worthy, how can God operate through an unworthiness? How can the presence that live in you? So that's why I want to remind you today. Get out your own way. And if you don't know how, ask. Still haven't seen the results, then ask what you should be asking. What is the lesson in me right now that the gift of cancer has showed up? Or the gift of pain or the gift of this financial lack or whatever is showing up in my experience right now? What is it that you're teaching me in this right now moment, God? Teach me so clearly that I cannot make a mistake, Holy Spirit. Show me so plainly that I know that I know that I know that you have shown me so that I won't repeat this situation, because I know that your only thought for me is good. And I know that financial lack or this easement is not a place that you want me to be, Holy Spirit. So today, show me, God. Show me how to lead myself out of this situation that I find myself in this right now moment. As I speak to the presence of you that is me, show me, God. Reveal your presence to me in this right now moment. Because they say there's really nothing to be healed, only God to be revealed. So God, reveal yourself in this gift of whatever's showing up. You say, why am I praying this way? I want to show you the words to use. Because, you see, when we're babies in this journey, we expect it to. But you're not babies in Christ anymore. You're not babies in this spiritual journey. You've been ascending every day. Your ascension is here every day, and your ascension is to the level now that you know how to use the presence of that lives in you right now, the living presence that is you right now. You know how to speak to it. God is calling for your expansion. You see, God is calling for your knowing. You've been called. And the reason you've been called, because you're on this phone right now. Because before I got on this phone, I said, God, speak to me. What is it that you want me to say? Because today I didn't know what I was going to really, really say. I hadn't really, really prepared. You know, last night was Valentine's Day. You know, I was out doing things. But today I said, God, just use me. Teach me what to speak to your people today, God. And somebody, you've been called higher. You're being stretched to another level. And so when you, you know, it's just like our children. When our children are toddlers, you know, they go from infants to toddlers to, you know, babies and then young, you know, 10, 11. And then they go into their teen stage and then they go into young adult. So we in the stage now that God's saying, oh, I'm not expecting those babies kind of prayers no more. See, you know, I'm expecting you to know who you are now. I'm expecting you to know how to use the presence of me in you. So if you're not knowing how to do it, then you got to get still and ask God to direct you out of your situation. If you're in the darkness, ask God to show you the light. Let there be light, Holy Spirit, and let the light show right now. What does that mean? Let the answer manifest right now within me. Get still and know that I am God. There's nothing, nothing that is happening that you don't already have a solution. If it's healing, it's already yours. If it's financial, it's already yours. If it's relational, it's already yours. It's already yours. So as you center your mind and you center your thoughts, the words of truth over that situation, knowing that God, the God presence of you wants you to be healed, knowing that the God presence in you wants you to prosper, knowing that the God presence of you wants you to be happy. And so in your consciousness, I want you to allow the Holy Spirit to baptize you right now. Come, Holy Spirit. And recognize that the Holy Spirit, the presence of God that lives in us, I want you to call forth that presence right now into whatever situation is calling your attention into your life right now. Because that healing is inside of you. And we can call it forth today. You have to believe that there's a master physician who made your body, who gave you your first, the first heart, the first set of kidneys, the first lung, all those other things inside. God gave them to you. Your belief is your testimony to the indwelling presence. No doctor can heal you. Only you can be healed from the presence within, right where you are. It's all you need to know that you're already healed. Believe and know that you are already healed. How do you get that power? There's only one way, and that's from within. From within. Nobody can give you real power. It comes from the presence of the Holy Spirit. And today, I want you to call on that Holy Spirit. Call forth the presence of God in you. We've been promised that we can speak, that we have the power to speak the word, and it shall be done. In the name of the consciousness of Christ. And blind eyes have been opened. The lame have been walking. Deaf ears have been unstopped. There will be no homeless. There will be no sick. There will be no poor. Wherever we direct the power of the Holy Spirit, that condition has to change. Where are you going to direct that power today? Knowing that God wants you to be here. Knowing that your body is now filled with the power of God. There's no room for anything else. Anything that is not like God cannot remain. Knowing that God wants you to walk. I speak the words to my feet, my ankle, my legs, and they're strong enough to leap for joy. God wants me to stand tall, and I speak the word to my knees, my hips, my thighs. There's a spring in my step, and nothing can stop me. God wants you to be strong. I speak the word to your back and your shoulders. I'm able to do all that needs to be done. God wants me to be seen. So I speak the words to my eyes. My vision is clear and unobstructed, knowing that I can see the way God sees. God wants me to hear. I speak the words to my ears. I am open and receptive to God's guidance. I bless every cell in my body, knowing that God wants me to live a rich and abundant life. I speak to my money substance, blessing every dollar, every dime, every quarter, every nickel, every cent. Thank you, God. Knowing that this money substance shall be blessed and amplified and spiritualized, multiplied, spiritually multiplied over and over. And every dollar that I circulate, God, that it shall come back a millionfold. I bless my money substance on this day, Mother, Father, God, for that life is now flowing through me, recharging and revitalizing every area of my life, every area of my body. I feel you touching my soul right now, God. And I know that it is your will for me to be healthy, to be happy, to be prosperous, to be joyful. Every tissue and every cell and every muscle and every living system in my being is in agreement with this knowing. Right now, God, knowing that I can do all things in Christ, knowing that I am your channel. You said if I will stretch forth my hands and if I will speak the word, believe and you will do the work. Come, Holy Spirit. I know with you all things are possible. I speak in your name, Holy Spirit. I speak in your nature because that is what you told me you could do, God. I know it, Holy Spirit. I do it because you promised me, Holy Spirit. You have proven to me that there is power in my spoken word, Holy Spirit. I cannot do it alone, but the moment I speak the word, your healing power and presence will flow into your children, individually healing and setting us all free, God. Setting us all free from all that is binding us right now, God. And whatever that may look like, let them be made whole instantly, Holy Spirit. Let us pick up our beds and walk, Holy Spirit. Let us all be healed in the name, nature, and consciousness of all that is. Thank you, Mother, Father, God, because I know that you heard me, for you always hear me. And I place these things, your children, lovingly in your care and your keep. And from the depth of my soul, Holy Spirit, I give thanks to surrender to the presence of all that is good, knowing that all that is good shall come forth. Thy will be done. Thank you, God. And so today, I remind you that you have the power within you to heal, transform your life. You are a divine idea in the divine mind of God. And you have the power to live your greatest version of your life. You've been put here for greatness. You've been put here for greatness, and your greatness is waiting on you. The world is praying because you are the answer to somebody's prayer today. Are you ready to say yes? That sacred yes is waiting. Your life is calling. Are you ready? And so I remind you today that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. And remember to not just dream, to live your God-sized dream. Nobody can do it for you. And so as I leave you in this right now moment, I want to remind you that your life is calling. This is William Murphy. Is working, and you've been tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine Ann Ingram. Reminding you, there's a Vision Board class right here in Chicago, 7453 South Vincennes, Saturday the 24th at 2 p.m. Come, bring a friend, and let the healing begin. You will learn about the science of vision boards. You're going to learn that a vision board is just a visual prayer, and it's another form of prayer of affirming what it is that God has for us, and it's a vision of what it is that you have seen that God is putting your mind's eye, and you're putting it on a board. Because what I told you before is Albert Einstein says what? The imagination is the preview of God's attraction, of God's coming attraction in your life. 7453, 2 p.m. If you know somebody, send them over there. If you know somebody who needs to be there, let them know. Also, on the 22nd, next week, Tamar, the power of pleasure. Invite a friend and family to the Love Journey and let them know that you can't keep it to yourself. All right, family, you have a great, wonderful, amazing, joy-filled, prosperity-filled day. And know that you have the power. You have the power to heal and transform your life. Let's do it.
Working for my, it's good. We'll go. about that with your body language. Just say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You gotta say it. Say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seed for grace, for favor. Yeah. This is my seed. Come on, y'all. You raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got a seed in the ground. And I don't care what your circumstance says, it's already getting better.
Already, God. Woo! All right. He said, I don't care what your circumstance is. It's already getting better. Come on, Holy Spirit. You all have a phenomenal, amazing day. You've been tuned into the Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. Make sure you invite someone to our call. Let's build up our call. Somebody need to get this knowledge. Invite them back to hear this call today and let them know that God is all there is. Have a phenomenal day. I love you. Thank you for being here. And it could be no me without you. You have made me better. I promise you.